Now let's talk about establishing the amount of time for the minimum initial time. To repeat, the minimum initial time is the minimum assured green that is displayed. It is established to allow vehicles stop between the detector on the approach and the stop line to get started and move into the intersection. Therefore, timing of this interval depends on the location of the detector and the number of vehicles that can be stored between the detector and the stop bar. When setting this timing, you must consider the following options. Pedestrian timings. Are there pedestrian amenities such as push buttons? If not, this minimum initial should be long enough to clear the pedestrian's walk and flashing don't walk. Consider whether using density operation or not. We'll discuss this in the next upcoming slides. Consider the type of detector that's being used. Can the detector handle density operation? And also consider the location of the detectors.